Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Chris Peeler, Executive Director with the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana. Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And looking forward to the inaugural charity banquet next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yes. We are happy to have Saints coach Bill Johnson with us next week to speak at the banquet. And he's bringing from from New Orleans a lot of items that we have had him sign from teammates. Shockey, Breeze, Sean Payton have signed some items, jerseys and helmets and things like that, to bring to an auction. And we are hoping for a big crowd. We've got a good start already.
It will take place, the social hour, and I believe silent auction on these items starts at 6?
At 6. Uh-huh. It's going to be, we should say, at the Monroe Civic Center.
At the conference hall?
In the conference hall. And 6 p.m., we will begin the social hour with complimentary beer and wine. And I'd like to thank Marsala and Glazier both for contributing to that. And then at 7, there'll be the dinner and the speaking. So,
mentioned Bill Johnson, Neville High School lineman, as well as the defensive line coach for the New Orleans Saints, the world champion New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
Can't say that enough, it seems like, with fans of the team. With Bill, how did the connection come about to get him here for the event next Thursday?
Well, let me start by saying Bill is just a really nice person, a really good person. And we learned that he was going to be in town soon after the Super Bowl victory. He was in town doing some clinics for football coaches at ULM. And we really just found out where he was going to be and went and spoke to him. And, you know, he was very supportive of the YMCA. He grew up playing YMCA football before he was at Neville. And so he agreed almost immediately to help us out if he could. And when we were able to check the schedules and things, we found out that he was going to be in town. So, like I said, he was very gracious and said anything I can do.
Did he share anything with you about his history with the YMCA and being there, or is he kind of saving that up for next week?
Well, he didn't get into it. I was really hoping that we might get a picture of him in his gray Y uniform or something. I'm still working on that, but he did say that he remembered playing gray Y, that he remembered it as a good experience, and he'd be happy to help. So,
with all this going on, the big event, the inaugural charity banquet next Thursday at the Civic Center, the proceeds will be going to benefit youth sports as well as teen programming going on, right?
That's right. We made a decision, the board made a decision this year to really try to do more with our teen programming as well as with our youth sports programming, and we're adding a full-time person in each of those program areas to try and really push all year long to get programming done. And in the teen programming, we're very excited. We have Y Leaders Club starting in local schools, local middle schools. We have a counselor in training camp to train teenagers to be camp counselors at various levels. This summer, this July, we are starting a youth and government program at 3 area schools that will help kids learn through hands-on experience the workings of the legislature. And we are also doing planning family events, and Parkview Baptist Church has been gracious enough to host a lot of these programs for teen and family, but we're hosting family events, family nights, things to get the kids and the parents together doing fun stuff.
You mentioned the youth and government. What schools are going to be involved in that?
Right now we have Ouachita High, Wasman High, and Neville, big group from Neville, who are all involved in that.
Sounds like an excellent program. And with the summer being here, what is ongoing right now with the Y that kids can still get involved with?
Well, we have our day camp running for kids ages 5 to 12. We have a location in Monroe and West Monroe, and we do still have some spots available there. That's a fun camp. I know that my son goes to that camp. The kids do a lot of activities, a lot of physical activity. It keeps them very active. But they also do arts and crafts. They do science projects. Monroe just finished a week of doing science projects and science experiments. They take field trips. They go swimming. So that we keep the kids really active.
What is their feedback, considering, you know, it is the summer, but it's something that they can take an interest in with the YMCA and be able to be involved in these programs? You know, it's like they're not sitting around in front of a TV screen all day. So it really offers them a great opportunity to be able to. And what do they say about some of the programs that are going on?
Well, and it's funny you said that, because that's the feedback we get from parents more than anything is, you know, I love the Y because otherwise my son or my daughter would be sitting and playing video games or watching TV all summer. The feedback that we get from the kids is that they don't want to leave camp. They love it. They have fun while they're there. They get to play with their friends, mm-hmm. and they get to go swim. They get to go to the zoo. They get to go to all these field trips, these local resources. And then, like I said, from parents, they're just so happy because not only is there a place where they know their child is engaged in positive behaviors and physical activity all day long, but when they pick that child up, they see all of the crafts, all of the art projects, the science projects, and they see that the child does not want to leave the camp, mm-hmm. you know, and leave his friends or her friends. So,
with these types of programs, and they can continue on by supporting, and of course that happens with tickets that are available for the banquet, the charity banquet coming up next Thursday. That's June 24th at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall. Chris, as far as any limited seating, or what's the situation there?
No limited seating. Call the YMCA for tickets. There will be a limited number of tickets available at the door.
Oh, okay.
But June 24th, 6 p.m., we've got the Saints coach, Bill Johnson.
And the number they can call to find out more information and get those tickets?
387-YMCA.
Just that easy. Chris Peeler, Executive Director with the YMCA of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.